gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. Welcome to Day 300. The author of the Trump dossier believes his report is 70 to 90% accurate. The Guardian says Christopher Steele's reports, which were commissioned by Fusion GPS as opposition research, detail allegations that the Kremlin had personally compromising material on Trump, including sex tapes recorded during a 2013 trip to Moscow, as well as evidence that Trump and his associates actively colluded with Russian intelligence to influence the election. Reuters says nearly 1.5 million people have signed up for an Affordable Care Act healthcare plan in the first 2 weeks of open enrollment, outpacing last year's signups by nearly 500,000. The Trump administration cut the 2018 open enrollment period from 12 to 6 weeks and reduced the ACA advertising budget by 90%. Vox and the New York Times say the Trump administration rejected 4,000 late DACA renewals despite some applications sitting in its mailbox at the October 5th deadline. The United States Citizen and Immigration Services, or USCIS, only counted applications it had marked as received before the deadline. USCIS did not honor the postmark date. The plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Trump administration alleged that many more DACA renewal applications arrived on time to USCIS mailboxes but were rejected as late anyway. The U.S. Postal Service has taken responsibility for a, quote, unintentional temporary mail processing delay in New York, Chicago, and two other states. A federal judge ruled that the Trump administration can't withhold money from sanctuary cities for refusing to cooperate with federal authorities on immigration. The Hill says Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department are arguing that cities should hold foreign detainees until Immigration and Customs Enforcement can pick them up. The Wall Street Journal and CNN are reporting that Mitch McConnell proposed that Jeff Sessions could run as a write-in candidate to replace Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race and reclaim his old seat. McConnell suggested that if Moore won the election, he could be sworn in but immediately subjected to an ethics investigation that would include his testifying under oath. Moore has made no public indication that he plans to leave the race. Donald Trump tweeted condolences about the wrong mass shooting. In the botched copy-paste job, Vanity Fair and Fortune say Trump referenced the tragedy in Sutherland Springs, Texas, from 9 days ago, while offering condolences for the shooting at the Rancho Tehama Elementary School in Northern California. Roughly 9 hours later, the tweet was deleted without explanation. Politico says the House passed a $700 billion defense policy bill that would authorize a military buildup beyond what Trump has proposed. The legislation, however, is tens of billions of dollars above the $549 billion spending cap. Vox and The Hill say Trump's economic advisor was surprised when a room full of CEOs said they don't plan to increase investments if the GOP tax plan is passed.
Can I ask you all a quick question? If the tax reform bill goes through, do you plan to increase investment, your company's investment, capital investment? Just a show of hands, if the tax reform goes through? Okay.
Why aren't the other hands up?
Why aren't the other hands up?
John, I've got a question for Gary quickly.
The White House argues that cutting the corporate tax rate would increase average household income by making it less expensive for companies to invest in assets like machines, which would allow workers to produce more stuff, which would allow businesses to pay their workers more because they can sell more stuff, etc. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and Politico are reporting that a key Senate Republican said he would not support the GOP tax plan, and another expressed reservations about the bill. Ron Johnson said he was opposed to both the Senate and House bills because neither provide fair treatment. Meanwhile, Susan Collins said she was concerned about Republicans changing the tax bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate and called it a mistake. Republicans can only lose two senators and still pass their tax plan in the Senate without Democratic votes. The New York Times and The Hill are reporting that the director of the Consumer Protection Bureau has resigned. Richard Cordray told staffers he will, quote, step down from his position here before the end of the month, end quote. And the Associated Press says Democrats introduced articles of impeachment against Trump. The articles, introduced by five Democrats, accuse Trump of obstruction of justice, undermining the independence of the federal judiciary, and more. The effort faces long odds in the Republican-controlled House. And now to the polls. Politico says in a hypothetical matchup, Joe Biden leads Trump by 11 points in the 2020 general election. 46% of voters said they'd vote for Biden, compared to 35% who would choose to re-elect Trump. While Biden said he has no plans to run in 2020, he's also said it would be foolish to rule it out completely. And a new Quinnipiac poll says 52% of voters disapprove of the Republican tax plan, while only 25% approve. 61% say they believe the wealthy would mainly benefit from this tax plan. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Antitis.